Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Every night I hope and pray a dream lover will come my way.
Welcome back to 7 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It's Bobby Darren bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Jack Aldrich, the author of Jump the Curve, the author of Foresight 2020, the author of The Next Big Thing is Really Small. Jack, what's your new book coming out?
The new book is called Win the Future.
And, when's it going to be out?
That's going to be out in mid-2016.
All right, so be sure to let us. We want to launch that on our show. And I'm going to throw you a little bit of a curve. I told you what I wanted to talk about this segment, but I'm going to change my mind on that.
Sure.
Because I want you to tell us about Elon Musk's power pack.
Folks,
we're talking about things that are going to transform your world in 2016, coming up right away.
Yeah, so Elon Musk's power pack is really a disruptive technology. Essentially what it is, it's a wall-mounted battery. And the reason this is
He's the guy that invented the Tesla.
Yeah.
He's a Silicon Valley billionaire who's taking people into space, and he's invented a Tesla electric car that's on the road now, and now he's talking about a power pack.
Yeah, that's right. And the reason this is so disruptive is solar cells have been getting better and more affordable and more efficient for years, but a solar cell doesn't really do you any good on a cloudy day because you can't store the sun from the sunny days and use it on cloudy days. Well, what the power pack does is does allow you to do that. And so this is going to make solar and small wind turbines a lot more user-friendly because you're going to be able to store all of the energy that your solar cells create on sunny days and then use it when you need it.
This is digital. The analog way was where they literally, folks, would dig a big hole in the ground, throw rocks in the hole, and pump the unused heat into those rocks to store the heat in those rocks, and then later they would pull the air over those rocks to heat your water.
That's right, and
analog heat storage. This is digital heat storage, right?
That's right, and so the reason this is important for your listeners is because they're all business owners, and I don't know what their energy costs are on an annual basis, but my guess is you're in a competitive business. If you could begin producing a lot more of your own energy and writing a smaller check to your local utility or cooperative, that's going to be good for you. Not so good for the utility or the cooperative, but get another way that the world is going to change.
People are doing this. I know a family who's in the lumber business, and they're burning their trash lumber and turning it into electricity and selling it back to the grid. And this isn't a big company.
Yep, that's right.
So you could be doing the same thing on your own way. All right, talk to us about this real vegan cheese. I have some friends who are vegans.
So vegan, for any of your listeners who don't know, are just people who don't eat anything animal-related.
That's right.
So not even eggs.
My friend calls milk liquid meat.
That's right. And what this is molecularly identical to milk. They've created a substance. So if you looked under a microscope lab, you couldn't tell the difference between something that came from a cow and this synthetically produced milk. But they use that milk to make vegan cheese. And vegan it's this growing market. And the reason it's so disruptive is you don't use any animals. So anyone who's concerned about animal rights,
right.
It is a lot easier to produce, so we don't need as much chicken feed or hay for the cows.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a lot more
environmentally. Does it store better than dairy does?
Good question. I don't know the answer to that, unfortunately. But the reason I want to introduce it to your listeners is sort of vegan cheese to just get to understand how fast the world is changing. Within the next year, there might be a cheese at your store that is identical to the cheese that's been made for thousands of years, but it is fundamentally different, and it's going to affect, in this case, farmers and people.
You know, the people in your state are not going to like this, are they, Minnesota?
No, they will not.
Because they didn't like margarine, did they?
they didn't.
They declared war on margarine 50, 60 years ago, didn't they?
Yes, they did.
That's funny. That's a funny story. I can't wait to hear what your Minnesota folks have to say about this non-cheese. Hey, Jack, great job today. Let's talk. Come back and talk about some more of your forecasting real soon.
I'm always happy to do that.
Jack Aldrich, ladies and gentlemen, ULDRICH.com, JackAldrich.com. Check that out. I promise you, you'll thank me later. I told you we'd get smarter when Jack joined us, and so we did, right? I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll take a quick break. I'll be back after the news. Whatever you do, don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.